Star Market Celtics tonight continues from TD Garden, from Orlando, from wherever you are around the world. Our conversation with the head coach brought to you by Star Market's Just For You digital app. Earn rewards, save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. Let's take 10 seconds for station identification on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network. All right, I had a lot of stuff and a lot of really fascinating stuff about transition defense because that's how you draw an audience in. I think when you say those words, it just people pull over to the side of the road. But there is sort of, I guess, breaking bubble news, and it has to go at the top. Tim Bontemps reporting that he had a conversation with Masai Ujiri, the great team president of the Raptors who put that championship team together. And he basically said, talking about the mental part of the bubble, said, and I quote, "I saw Brad Stevens in the elevator every bleeping day." Now, was this some sort of Vulcan mind meld thing that you pulled off in the last round, or what was going on there?
I just sat there until he got out. No, it's the awkwardness of playing a long series. Masai is such a great guy, and he's done so many good things for the league. And for we went to Johannesburg, and he was one of the leaders on that trip a few years back, and all the great things that he's done for basketball in Africa. And, he's just tremendous. I couldn't respect him more. But we ended up, we felt like we saw each other a lot, whether it was like walking down the hallway. There was one day we walked out of the elevator together, and, our meal rooms were right next to each other, and they must be more than a couple hundred yards away from the elevator down this long winding hallway. And, we just kind of walked together and talked, and I'm sure he was thinking the same thing I was. That's kind of awkward, but I really enjoy him and appreciate him. I've said nothing but good things about the Raptors because I believe that, not only was that a great series, but those guys literally, they were right across the hall from us when we were eating. And a lot of us would go to the same outdoor spaces to kind of try to get away or watch film or do whatever. And just part of the awkwardness of the bubble, I guess.
What really is there
that you can... You didn't want to talk about transition defense instead?
Well, no, I was going to say, what can you really do? But if you're getting off the elevator, you could like push all the buttons and then run off. Like there's really only so much you can do in an elevator, right, against a team you're competing with.
It's one of those elevators where the buttons are on the outside on a keyboard. So you
can't
even push
really? Fancy. Elevator, yeah. Man, to take that away. It's one thing to take away, like your life and your family for 2 months. It's another to take away jokes like that. All right, transition defense, popular buzzword in almost every conversation that you can have with a coach when it goes wrong, as it did in game one. You've watched it now over and over. Is there, more often than not, is it a lack of hustle or is it a lack of, there's sort of a mental focus in who you have and who you have to get back and guard?
The other night it was everything. We gave up 10 points in layups. We just weren't back. We weren't set. We weren't as diligent at making every possession difficult as we were the series before. And, this team's a little better offensively. And so we need to make sure that we're, not giving up anything easy because they're going to get some stuff off of their cuts and their actions. So you got to just make it as hard as possible. Easy baskets kill you in the playoffs. And we saw that in a big way the other night. I actually went back to the film and I would have thought that we played better in the first 38 minutes or 40 minutes, but I didn't think we played well transition D all night, and that's a killer. We got to get back to that.
I was going to try to segue from transition defense to some of the stagnation that we've seen at the end of games lately, but you pointed out yesterday that there's a connection between those two things.
No question. I mean, I think, first of all, bottom line is we got to get back and set our defense, and we can't just dribble the air out of the ball late in the game. And, we've got to get it moving. We've got to get it side to side. We've got to get up the court. We got to do different things to basically loosen up their defense, right? They're a tremendous defense. They're tremendously well coached. And if you don't move them, then those long athletic guys either are on the ball and are very good on it, or are really helpful off of it. And so if you're not moving bodies and moving the ball, they just get to use that length and athleticism to their advantage, and they're a hard team to break down.
I remember talking about Bam Adebayo with you in December, the first time we saw them, and the strides he had made in his game. He's going to be remembered forever for the play at the end of the game, but how significant is what he is doing defensively, and it's affecting Kemba and how active they have been? I'm explaining it poorly, but obviously he's been a big factor in slowing down Kemba, the stuff that I think people don't really see until you watch it over and over.
Well, the other day they either switched or blitzed, and very few fives can switch on to our guys and create a dent, and he can do it. Doesn't mean that, we won't have a couple of times that we get by him, but at the same time, I don't think a healthy dose of that's a great idea. You know, he's a really, really good defender individually. He's extremely athletic. He's hard playing, great laterally, and obviously great at the rim. So he is, I think he's, you know, I think when you look at the centers that are left, right, obviously with guys like him, he just brings so much versatility to the game. He's become like a point center on offense where they can play through him. And then on defense, he can pretty much guard everybody. And then when he blitzes, you better take care of that ball because he's trying to get a piece of it.
You have a high IQ team. What, when you're watching the film of game one, and why we still call it film, I have no idea, because no one's used film, as we've discussed for many, many years. But there has to be some – was there almost immediate recognition of, even before things were happening, like, yeah, we know what we're about to see here?
Yeah, we didn't have to watch it. We probably shouldn't have watched it. It didn't need to be watched. I think the now, they did some actions, and they did some stuff that we've got to get better against. But, like, the transition stuff and all those things, I mean, how many months are we into this season? 11 and a half months?
Something like that.
11 and a half months is you're not saying run back and get matched. We have a saying here that transition supersedes matchups. You sprint back, and you cover the threats first. You get the basket, you stop the ball, and then you match the great shooters. We didn't do any of the three well. We got to do it better.
That's the head coach. Have you seen Pat Riley in the elevator at all, or is that?
He's not in our bubble. He's in building? The bubble. Yeah. He's in the bubble where the owners come in. So I mean, I don't even know where he is, but I know he's not in ours. So they, you know, obviously the Heat, we have to walk by their meal room to get to ours. They've got a shorter walk, but we've seen them all along. It's just the way it goes around here. It's a unique setup.
I can't wait to read the book. Game two is next on the 98.5, the Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.